was a season that ended record-wise like the two that came before it. Bill's 6-10 mark in year one under Doug Marone may have been a carbon copy of their record in 2011 and 2012, but Buffalo's captains see something different coming out of this season.
There's times that, you know, in my career playing here, you know, we were fortunate to get to 6-10. You know, this year being 6-10, you know, is definitely disappointing. You know, all the games that we were in that we had an opportunity to win and we didn't, you know, you look back at those and you say, if we got this one play here, one play there, you know, that's a win for us, you know. And, you know, if you've followed us this season, you know that, you know, there is, you know, five or six plays that change the game for us and that change the outcome of our season. So knowing that, you know, that's something we got to focus on.
I think especially from, you know, the outside looking in, it doesn't seem different, you know, but I think if you take a close look at it, you know, The way that we've played has been a little bit different, you know. The plays that we've made have been a little bit different. We've been more aggressive. We've played better on defense. You know, we run the ball really well. You know, there's a lot of things that you have to deal with in and out of the season. And, you know, I think if we can get over some of those things, you know, from here, being around a lot of it, like you said, you know, just kind of evaluating, you know, where we are now as compared to in the past. I feel like it's different.
Buffalo's captains have been on this roster long enough to know that there are pivotal plays that can often make or break your season, and 2013 was no different. For the Bills, there were a few more valleys than peaks, which is why Buffalo only won half of their 8 games that were decided by 7 points or less.
10 plays away from a different season, you know, it discourages, but at the same time, it lets you know that you have a bright future, you know, and you get those 10 plays turned around, you know. We're not having this conversation right now, so, and that's things guys are going to focus on this offseason, so, you know, there's a lot to be, you know, taken, there's a lot to be taken from this season, you know. Granted, it didn't end the way we wanted it to, but, you know, there's still some positive things in it.
Those positives are what have the veteran players convinced that 2013 can serve as a springboard for their fortunes in 2014.
I feel like we've got some pretty good pieces in place, a pretty good core of players to build around now, and, you know, I like the direction with our coaching staff. You're disappointed, obviously, but in the same sense, you know, I'm excited about where we're going, a lot of the young talent on this team and the direction of this franchise.
I feel like, you know, the arrow's pointed up. You know, like I said, we've got a long offseason, and, you know, and I think that we've got, you know, guys in here that don't shy away from work, and they don't shy away from being pushed by coaches, and they don't shy away from being pushed by one another. So that's a good thing, and that can only help your team.
Armed with a top-10 defense and a number-2 rushing attack and another offseason in their respective schemes, has Buffalo's captains believing they'll be much further ahead at this time next year. They also know it will take an even greater commitment to foster the more consistent play that eluded them in 2013.
I think that, you know, what we're doing, you know, especially defensively, I feel good about, you know. We'll continue to, you know, add guys like teams always do, you know, through free agency or the draft, whether that's on offense or defense. Guys will get another year in what we're doing, you know, a little more experience. And, you know, I feel good, you know, about the direction we're headed. Now, that doesn't say that we don't have a lot of work to do, because we do, you know. But, you know, the good thing is we have a long off season. We have a bitter pill to swallow. You know, headed into that offseason, you know, hopefully that'll prod a little bit.
If you watched us compete throughout this season, you know, we were in every game. You know, we showed up, we competed, and that's what we have to continue to do. You know, we got to be consistent. There's times that we didn't, you know, play as well as we wanted to, and we'll get that taken care of. But, you know, if you watch us play this year, you'll know that we're not the same team that we've been. You know, we didn't get blew out, and, you know, every time we stepped on the field and things like that, you know. And there's no more victories. We know that. You know, we know that, you know, for us to be relevant, we have to win more football games.
At One Bills Drive, I'm Chris Brown for Bills Focus.